Well, the Washington Post leaked a story, leaked out that there was going to be kind of a blockbuster story on the culture of the Washington Football Club owned by Daniel Snyder. Well, it's out. And the gist of it is 15 women that work for the team talked about incredible toxic environment, sexual harassment, named a bunch of people, three of whom are gone. The longtime play-by-play man retired. A couple of the player personnel guys were fired. Other guys have been named. Daniel Snyder, not named specifically, but he's the boss. He's got to take the responsibility for this. And they just said it was an awful place to work. I'm reading one piece from the story that says former female employees. Listen to this. This is what happened when they went to work at the team. They often came, their orientation often came informally and invaluably. It was administered privately by veteran female employees who warned them to avoid certain people and places, such as the staircase near the entrance to team headquarters. Apparently, it's aligned at the top with transparent plexiglass, and the stairs descend from the lobby to the locker room and training room, and someone standing at the bottom can look up to the top to a woman look up her skirt standing at the top. And one former female member of the executive staff learned this lesson early in her tenure when she looked down to see a male trainer two floors down staring right back up, walking step for step with her. And she quoted him as saying, she's quoted as saying, he even leaned to get a better angle. He wasn't even trying to hide it. And apparently this kind of thing went on and on and on at the Washington Football Club's office. And this is, you know, a reflection on the owner, of course, Daniel Snyder. He's the boss. He's got to take the blame for it. Now, the NFL has already announced it's investigating. I believe Snyder has hired some attorneys to investigate as well. You know, of course, they're going to be investigating. Now, there's some speculation that the league could end up forcing Snyder to sell. I believe some of his partners have already said they want to sell their shares. Now, he's a billionaire. He's powerful. He stood up long year after year after year in the face of intense criticism about the team's nickname and said, I'll never change it. I'll never change it. I'll never change it. And then he did decide to change it once his sponsor said, we're going to pull back millions and millions from your team, so you better think about changing it. And, of course, earlier this week they retired the nickname. But is this going to be enough for the league to force action? I have my doubts because the NFL has been pretty lax towards owner violations, much more lax, I would think, than player unethical behavior, you know, violations of the player code. You know, you think back to, was it 2014, Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, gets arrested driving under the influence of painkillers, and later said he had an addiction, that the arrest was made him realize he had an addiction and had to deal with it. Now, he was suspended 6 games. He was fined $500,000. I don't know if that's a severe enough penalty for an owner. I think an owner of a team or front office personnel or coach even should be held to a higher standard than the players are. These are the guys that are supposed to be the leaders. The players are the guy that go out on the field and put on the show. But the people above them are supposed to know better. And Irsay getting 6 games, a $500,000 fine, seemed pretty lenient to me. And then, of course, just a year or so ago, Robert Kraft, involved the Patriots owner, involved in a very highly publicized incident in a massage parlor in Florida. It was a prostitution ring, and Kraft was originally linked to soliciting prostitution. His attorneys managed to get the evidence, if you will, thrown out that because he thought that he was illegally videotaped. But to me, there's not much doubt that Kraft was involved in this. And the last I heard, the prosecutors were trying to refile it. We'll see what happens there, that they want that videotape to be used as evidence. But Kraft, as far as I know, received nothing, not even a reprimand, I don't believe, from the NFL for what he did. So I think owners definitely get a break over players, and it should be the other way around. The owner should be held to a higher standard, right? They should, in my opinion, be held to a higher standard. They're the owners. They're the presidents of the team, the general managers, the coaches. They absolutely should be held to a higher standard. So if you read this story out of the Washington Post, it's pretty sickening that in this day and age, well, of course, you know, we know there's still racism out there and there's anti-Semitism out there. And in this day and age, it's not a very good day and age, but there's still this sexual harassment stuff going on with women who want to try to make their livelihood in sports. And this story portrays it very, very graphically about emails sent to women, conversations sent to women, told to dress scantily when they're around big bang, high rich donors, boosters, supporters, whatever you will. It just portrayed a horrible image of the Washington Football Club. And Daniel Snyder has to deal with this. We'll see what happens. You know, he's obviously, as I said, a billionaire many times over, very powerful. We'll see if he can survive this. A lot of people think he should be forced to sell the team. I just don't know. I don't know if Goodell's going to do anything with this or not. Remains to be seen, but the evidence seems to be pretty damning. All right, we're going to have an update coming from Colony. I want to get back into the negotiations with the players and the players' association with the owners about trying to figure out a way to get these training camps restarted. The veteran, the rookies of, I believe it's Houston and Kansas City, the two that are going to play in the opening game, theoretically September 10th, are supposed to report next Monday. I think the other players or veterans are expected to report on July 28th. What's today, the 17th? Not a lot of room there to get these negotiations done. So we'll talk about that. Cam Hayward weighed in on this. J.J. Watt weighed in on this. We'll talk about that next. In the meantime, I want to tell you, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia and Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. If you have a thought on Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team, I'd love to hear it. Is this enough to bring Snyder down? He's not a very good person. He's never had the reputation of being a very good person. He's always had the reputation of being, well, an egotistical billionaire. Thinks the rules don't apply to him. Does whatever he wants. Should he be allowed to keep the team in light of this story, which names 15, one woman put her name on it, 15 did it confidentially, 14 did it confidentially. But this is more than just one smoking gun out there with you. This is an army of weapons out there pointed at Daniel Snyder with these charges of sexual harassment in his organization. Should he keep the job? Should he keep the team? Should he be forced to sell? Should Goodell step in and do something here? 412-928-9370. You'll be first up next when we come back. I'm Ron Cook on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.